It's 3 ayah only, 3 verses. And I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmood to recite Surah Al-Asr.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. It's a surah that is 3 verses, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beginning it by giving an oath, by saying, by al-asr, the time, verily man is in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those who believe and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to the truth, that is, order one another to perform all kinds of good deeds which Allah has ordained. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And abstain from all kind of sins and evil deeds which Allah has forbidden, and recommend one another to patience for the sufferings, harms and injuries which one may encounter in Allah's cause during preaching his religion of Islamic monotheism or jihad. Allahu Akbar. Reading that in English. I don't know why they put jihad. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an oath by al-asr. Al-asr is the, it has different meanings that scholars has interpreted. One of them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the importance of the prayer of Salatul Asr, which comes between Zuhr and Maghrib, between Al-Zawal wal-Ghurub, when the sun is on the highest end at noon time, and then when it goes and disappear at its lowest end, which is Maghrib. So it is not between the sunrise and noon, because sunrise and noon is going up and coming perfect. Sun is in the middle. Now from middle, the sun goes toward what? Toward disappearance. Cannot see it. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Salatul Asr in between these two, the highest point and the point that is the sun is going to disappear, means it gives also a hidden meaning there, that when we are being in a situation of highest level of worshipness and we become to decline, Salatul Asr come and remind us. Then don't decline down. Don't go down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it there in order to remind us that be careful you are shifting toward a very steep hill that you might fall down. Like the sun, if you look at the sun from a physical perspective, you see it from noon and it goes in the ocean. Isn't it? This is how we see it. It's not, we are not speaking physics, but how we see it. So it disappears in the ocean. It's gone. So Salat al-Asr comes telling you, be careful, don't fall like how the sun is going from highest point to disappear. No. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't be lost in darkness. Because when sun goes, what happens? Darkness. It's night. It's dark. It means there is no more light. Asr comes to build back that energy in you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, wal asri, he's giving an oath in that prayer, which is very important prayer. As we said, it is between two important ends. Noon, highest point, and Maghrib, Ghurub, the lowest point of disappearance of the sun. So when it is appearing between the two ends, it is in the middle of the two ends. So it is related to Zuhr. It is related, now we speak another meaning. It is related to Zuhr, it is related to Maghrib. So it reach, it is like a bridge, like a center of gravity of that bridge that connecting the two ends together. Without that bridge, without that center, the bridge collapse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so important to connect noon and Maghrib together, these two entities. And noon described when the sun is at the highest point, it is light. It describes heavenly light. When it is at the lowest end, it is night. It describes worldly life. So Salat al-Asr is in between connecting heavens, the relationship between heaven and earth. That's why it is very important. It's that bridge that connects the two different kingdoms. The heavenly kingdom and earthly kingdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So it came in between. So that's why it is Allah honored it and gave it a very high importance. It's like two perfection. One perfection is the highest point of the sun, the noon time, and when that noon, the sun goes and disappears, it becomes like a dead person, it goes. So he wants to say here in the tafsir that it is between two entity, the entity of highest level of worshipness in dunya, when the sun is in its highest point, and when it disappeared, it become like a person who disappeared from this earth, died, he goes where? To barzakh, to akhirah. So Salat al-Asr is holding the two entities together. Barzakh, akhirah, and dunya. And it is of four raka'at. وقال بعض الكبار صلاة العصر بركعاتها الأربع said by big scholars that صلاة العصر with its four rak'at it is a designation, it shows for the four important different aspects of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of them, الذاتية. Second, الأسمائية. الصفاتية والأفعالية. Means, it describe every rak'at of the four rak'ats, give the seekers in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very high tafsir. It's only for those who have gone in that way, they might understand what he is explaining. And this is only for awliyaullah that can understand that. He's describing that every rak'ah means the awliyaullah has already observed and they have already understood and seen with aynul mushahada, with the vision that Allah gave to them through their hearts, that the first rak'at represent when you say Allahu Akbar. In the first rak'at, takbiratul ihram, when you say at-takbir al-ula for the first rak'at, means you are entering into declaring the oneness and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first takbirah, the first rak'at, describe the essence. It gives you an understanding, ma'rifah, that the essence, Allah's essence, is completely hidden. No one knows it. It's the greatest. There is no way to describe it. And hey, that's why when you say Allahu Akbar, means Allah is greatest than anything that you can imagine, not related to dunya imagination, but related to akhirah's attributes, to his attributes. His attributes cannot even describe fully the essence. Always, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his beautiful names, Allah creating more names to describe the essence, his essence. Because his essence, no one knows it. Kul, say ya Muhammad, who Allahu Ahad? Who comes before Allah in the Surah Al-Ikhlas? Because it is a hidden essence that no one knows it. And that's why he say ya Muhammad, who, the essence, is Allah. Ahad is unique. Wahid is one. Ahad, beyond oneness. So say ya Muhammad, who, that no one knows, I describing my treasure, my essence, I am describing it as saying the name that encompass all name is Allah. But the reality is still who? Still before, it's unknown. No one knows it. So when you say Allahu Akbar, means Allah is greatest, is greater more than his attributes. His attributes are describing, every attribute is describing one sifa, one description. So Allah is the name that encompassing all descriptions. And that name is encompassing all these attributes and description. It also describes the essence, but still the essence is more greater and unknown more. Because he said, say who Allah. Kul hu Allah. Say he is who. And after who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means still unknown. And no one knows. What we know only, a name that Allah wanted us to know. Allah. Not more. And you, Allah can take any kind of attributes, it still goes under it. Ar-Rahman, huwa Allah. Ar-Rab, huwa Allah. Ar-Razzaq, huwa Allah. Al-Fattah, huwa Allah. Al-Sabur, huwa Allah. Al-Adil, huwa Allah. Ar-Rahim, huwa Allah. Allah, his sifa is Ar-Rahman. His sifa is Ar-Rahim. His attributes. But Allah is the word that, the beautiful name that encompassing all these attributes, and it is the name of the essence, but the essence is still unknown. Now no one knows. Understood? Right? Right? So the first one as Zatiyya is the one that the first Aka'ah described the essence, it's the mazhar, we cannot say it describe, it is the manifestation of the essence. The second raka'ah is the manifestation of the attributes. The third raka'ah is the manifestation of the description. Fourth raka'ah is the manifestation of the actions. So first raka'ah is completely hidden, unknown. No one can enter that ocean. Second is the attributes. No one can enter that ocean. Only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one knows what is the meaning of his attributes, his oceans of names, beautiful names. Third, sifat, descriptions, no one knows. So fourth rak'at is the action that where is his maqam. This is what we call maqam al-tawheed, maqam al-wahdaniyya, is maqam al-af'al, is the level of actions where Allah create for a human being the fa'l, the action of what they want to do. So there where Allah gave permission for awliyaullah to understand something, and Allah gave permission for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to observe that, not only to understand something but to see it fully. And that's why these four different levels that has been coming through Salatul Asr, they give the beautiful description of what we can feel around us, especially for the seekers of that way, when they leave this dunya and they go into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way, and there is nothing in their mind except Ilahi anta maqsoodi wa ridaka maqloobi. Oh Allah, you are my aim or goal, and your happiness from me is وَرِضَاكَ مَطْلُوبِ, and your satisfaction is what I want. Because they cannot see anything anymore, only they are drunk in the ocean of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ فَاتَتْهُ صَلَاةَ الْعَصْرِ فَكَأَنَّمَا وَتَرَ أَهْلَهُ وَمَالَهُ. He said, whoever let Salatul Asr not to be prayed, or he didn't pray Salatul Asr, it is as if he has cut down a part of his family, children, and wealth. Means, water means, he disconnect himself as if something has happened, make a big gap between him and his family. As if, كما يحذر من ذهاب أهله وماله, as if he is going to lose all his family and his wealth and his children. And why it is so important? Because most of the people at that time, they are busy with their work, especially the people of Hijaz, where the ayah came in. They are busy, as it is said here, لَا سِيَمَا فِي أَرْضِ الْحِجَازِ, especially in the people of Hijaz, or people where it is hot weather, all of them, they are busy with their business, because at that time, the sun is lower, so it is cooler. So when it is disappearing, so becoming cooler, so people are busy. They have no time to pray. They want to go at their business. So Allah made it very important to tell them that leave the dunya and come to Akhirah. It is said that, that is a story, it is not related to anything, but it is a story that happened, and it is a part of answer of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said in the seerah that a lady came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying and shouting, and she said, "Show me the Prophet, show me where is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." فَرَآهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alaihi wasallam فَسَأَلَهَا مَاذَا حَدَثَ. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw her, and he asked her, "What happened? Why you are crying, O lady?" She said, "O Muhammad, O ya Rasulullah, inna zawji ghaba anni fazanait. My husband left me, disappeared, went absent from me. I committed adultery. I became pregnant. And then I had a baby from zina, from adultery." What you call it in English? "So what I have to do, I took the child, I throw him in a, you know, in this old time they have big barrels where they put oil or vinegar or what you call this big one?
Vat.
V-A-D? V-A-T. V-A-T, vat, big vat. So what I do, I have a big vat of vinegar, I drop the child inside until he died. Then what we have to do, We solve this vinegar after the child died. O Muhammad, O ya Rasulullah, fahal li min tawbah? Is there for me any kind of repentance?" فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "أَمَّا الزِّنَا فَعَلَيْكِ الرَّجْمِ بِسَبَبِ." For zina, because you admitted you have made a zina, the only way is to stone. That is the had for that. وَأَمَّا الْقَتْلِ, and the killing of the child, even if a child of adultery, فَجَزَاءُ جَهَنَّمُ, the punishment for it is hellfire, because you killed someone. وَأَمَّا بَيْعُ الْخَلِّ, and what for the vinegar that you have sold, فَقَدْ ارْتَكَبْتِ بِهِ كَبِيرًا, you have already made a big sin. You have the small sin, what you call them, الصغائر والكبائر. You made a major sin. So first, adultery, you have to be stoned. Second, you killed the child, you have to have punishment of hellfire. You sold the vinegar, you made a major sin. This is what is, but from your crying, your shouting, look, subhanAllah, how much Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so perfect, so eloquent in giving an advice to the Sahaba, in how he mentioned it. So he said, "But I thought, لكن ظننت أنك تركت صلاة العصر." I thought, with all your crying, yani as if all this was something small beside Salatul Asr. I thought that you have left Salatul Asr, you didn't pray it, you were shouting and crying to me. He wants to show how much important is Salatul Asr. So he made that as if lower in punishment than Salatul Asr. For someone who leaves Salatul Asr, he would have a greater punishment than the punishment of that woman that she came to Prophet admitting what she has done. And how many of us today are forgetting about Salatul Asr? Where we are going to pray, we are busy, we cannot pray Asr. Which is correct, that's what's happening. How much Prophet made it? A big deal. He showed the woman's problem is smaller than leaving Salatul Asr.
ويقال أن الله تعالى أقسم بوقت العصر كما أقسم بالفجر. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an oath in the prayer of Asr as he given in Fajr. In Salatul Asr, فَقَدْ خَلَقَ فِيهِ أَصْلُ الْبَشَرِ Adam alayhi salam. In the time of Asr, he has created the essence of a human being, which is Adam at that time. That's why it's a symbol of appearance of dunya. That's why when you say al-asr, al-asr means in Arabic, it has another meaning. It's not only salat al-asr. Al-asr, it is a time frame. It has beginning, it has end, big beginning, big end. Can be the whole world. From Adam till judgment day can be asr. It is said also, وَيُقَالُ أَقْسَمَ بِعَصْرِ النُّبُوَّةِ It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some scholar they say, when Allah said, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ He is giving an oath in عَصْر. That عَصْر, as it is translated here in the Holy Quran, in English, by al-'asr, the time. That time is the time of, the time from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till judgment day. Asr ummat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And can be, Asr ummat al-Nabi is two. From the time of Prophet till judgment day is ummat al-Nabi. And from Adam alayhi salam till judgment day is ummat al-Nabi. Because he said, كنت نبياً وآدم بين الماء والطين. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. And he said, Adam ومن دونه تحت لواء يوم القيامة. Adam and who is ever under Adam is under my flag in the judgment day. And he said, أنا سيد ولا آدم ولا فخر. I am the master of the children of Adam and no proud, no pride. All this shows that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave oath in that time frame from beginning to end. From beginning to end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are very sorry if the battery died, so might be shut on the... So, in any case, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an oath in the time frame of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Asr might be from Adam to judgment day, might be from Prophet time to judgment day. It's all the Asr of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam, as we have explained. As Prophet said, كنت نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. Before Adam alayhi salam. And it is said, وَيُقَالُ أَقْسَمَ بِعَصْرِ النُّبُوَّةِ الَّذِي مِقْدَارُهُ فِي مَا مَضَى مِنَ الزَّمَانِ مِقْدَارَ وَقْتِ الْعَصْرِ مِنَ النَّهَارِ وَهُوَ زَمَانُ بِعْثَتِهِ إِلَى انْقِرَادِ أُمَّتِهِ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ It is from the time of the appearance of the Ummah of Prophet, from the time of the of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent as a messenger, the seals of messenger, until the last day of his Ummah, judgment day, it is the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Asr, and Allah is giving an oath. كما قال عليه السلام in the tafsir of Ruh al-Bayan, in the volume 10, from Darul Fikr, page 506, in the tafsir of that surah, he said, كما قال عليه السلام, إن استقامت أمتي فلها يوم وإن لم تستقم فلها نصف يوم وفضل هذا العصر على سائر الأعصار ظاهر بأنه عصر خير الأنبياء والمرسلين وعصر خير الأمم وخير الكتب الإلهية. He said, if my ummah, in istakamat ummati, if my ummah kept on the right path, Allah will give her an age of one day. And if it doesn't continue on the right path, Allah give her an age of half a day. And وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. And one day for Allah, in Allah's day in heavens, is like 1,000 year of what you are counting, Allah said in Holy Quran. So if the ummah is, the ummah was going, booming, going up, very quick and very progressive, and Islam was spreading so quick, knowledge was coming out for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years now, the first 1,000 years of Islam was so going up, after that it become down. And that's why we see it is 1,500 years, because it's one day in istaqamat ummati falaha yawmin. If it's keeping on the right path, it will have one day, so it's 1,000 already. And if it is not going high, it's going down another time, then it has 500, have half a day, which is 500 years. And that's why the ummatul nabi now, it's according to many scholars, is 1,500 years. Already we are 1,423 years. So اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر, the moon approach, the judgment day approach, and the moon split. And yesterday we were in tafsir of Surah Amma Naba. Inna anzarnakum adaban qariba. Allah said in Holy Quran, we have, in the end of Surah An-Naba, we have warned you from a very soon punishment. Means a judgment day coming soon. Allah say everything coming soon, and we say everything doesn't coming soon. It's very far. So 1,500 years, it's already 1,423 years. And we are in a position that we have to reconsider what we have to do, and to follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. And inshallah, in the next session, we will continue tafsir of Surah Al-Asr, and we might finish it inshallah. Harbat al-Habib, Harbat al-Fatiha. Harbat al-Habib, Harbat al-Fatiha.